What's up, world?
What's good?
I'm not gonna lie. Life's kicking my butt right now, but I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah, and I'm here too, and I've been sick. All right, so who am I? I am Sky, Southwest Atlanta, blessed and fresh, currently in the Wild Wild West. Now with who?
What's up, world? It's your girl, Sils, VA, all day, two up, two down, chilling in Los Angeles, getting by. And there goes the fire truck. Sorry about that.
Jesus Christ. And yeah. Who are we? We are Shy Butter SC. Wait, just kidding. We are Fire Truck FC.
Wow.
All right, we are Shy Butter SC, a podcast featuring two black women's perspectives on soccer, football, and everything in between.
Delivering content with soul and seasoning that'll moisturize your skin.
Lay your edges.
And deepen your love for all things black women. I mean... So, Yeah.
This week we're gonna talk about the NWSL, and then I guess international football, and then y'all's favorite did an interview, a 2-part interview on Glazo.
Well, we're gonna y'all talk about must be that. Y'all must be other people, but all right.
And a random hits and riffs, and then we're gonna be done.
Okay.
All right. So start it off.
So we're recording on a Friday before the final match day of the year, so we're going to touch on the results for match day 21 and why it has led to an absolute chaotic match day 22 in the NWSL. So just a recap of this past weekend's action. We had two Friday games. We had Orlando versus Rossing in Louisville, and then we had Oil Rain for Megan Rapinoe's final regular season home game versus the Washington Spirit. OL Rain Spirit ended in a 0-0 draw, which didn't secure the playoffs for either team. And both teams have it all to play for this weekend. The other match was Orlando versus Rossing, which was chaos. And essentially a playoff game that Rossing had to win. And they did. They won that match 3-2, coming back from 2 goals down. And then we had 3 games on Saturday. We had Portland versus Gotham, Kansas City versus Chicago, and San Diego versus North Carolina. Portland versus Gotham took place in Portland, and Portland won 1-0, which put them back into first place for the NWSL Shield. We had the mad game between Kansas City and Chicago, which I think Chicago needed to win to stay alive, technically, though I think... No, they would still be alive because Houston lost. But that ended up being 6-3, which is not a scoreline we see at all in the NWSL. And then we had San Diego, North Carolina with another 0-0 draw in San Diego. And then we had one Sunday game, which was Angel City versus Houston in Houston. A game both teams kind of needed to win, but Angel City probably needed more to stay in the race, and they won it, coming back from 1-0 down to win 2-1. So, yeah, I know we both got to see matches to varying degrees. Last weekend, I probably got to watch a little more soccer than you did, just because I don't have shit else to do right now. I think the two really chaotic games were the bookend games of the weekend. So the first match of the weekend was Orlando versus Racing, where Orlando went up 2-0, and I think it was a goal penalty by Marta. And a goal by Abello, her first NWSL goal. I think both in the first half. And then Louisville came storming back, as they are want to do at times. Changed some things tactically, but I think just got a little more aggressive and maybe a little more desperate. They get their goals in a variety of different ways. But, yeah, they came back late. I think they got a penalty kick in the first half from Nadim, and then they scored 2 in the second. So... they have it all to play for this weekend. And then, like I said, the other game would have been yours. Now, I'll let you, since that is your team, if you would like to talk about.
Yeah, it's not my team. I live in the city.
Okay.
So I support it.
It's your team. I hear about them way too much, but that's all right.
Because they play, because it's frustrating football. So this game was really frustrating. Yes, it was a 2-1 game, but Angel City, as they've been doing since their inception, have made soccer hard. And the soccer was hard for no reason. So, yes, they won 2-1. But it took, like, scoring a goal at the death by the person who shouldn't have been on the bench. Because I know people want to go, oh, well, Savannah's doing stuff. But I'm like, there are times, there are too many times in games where either she's exhausted or she's not fitting for what the system is calling for that you get in some shit. And honestly, they had released the, what is that, the formation? What do we call that? We want to win today formation, kind of, sort of?
But oh, I called it the, fuck it, let's score goals. Like, they clearly were going to score.
But they had issues in execution because who needed to be the central defender was not central defending. And Sydney LaRue, she was having to be a midfielder, the service of midfielder. And then on top of that, June Endo was playing as a fullback. So it was like you had the formation, but it wasn't executed right. So Houston scored eventually. I forgot who scored.
Alozier? It was Andressa. It's her first NWSL
goal. Wait, that's right. I'm tripping. Brazilian came through. And then Alyssa Thompson finally was subbed in the late o'clock minutes of the game. And she came in and wrecked shop and scored. And then y'all's favorite scored at the end of the game.
All right. So yeah, I'm laughing. I'm laughing because if they won the championship, you would be like, yeah, but wouldn't you?
No, not really. I'd be like, that's good. But they make soccer hard. Like, the soccer is hard.
We would absolutely still find something to pick apart if they won a championship. Yes.
Because I've had to watch this. I have season tickets. I've had to watch this for 2 years. And it's like, the soccer is unnecessarily hard and don't got to be. Because if they don't make the playoffs, it's a failure because they should with this squad. But it's games like this where it's like, y'all, the soccer is unnecessarily hard for no reason. Similar with Houston. I mean, I guess Houston, this was their first loss. There were times where I was like, y'all making it hard too.
It was their first loss when being up, when scoring first. So typically when Houston scores first, they either get 1 or 3 points.
No, but it was their first loss under the new interim.
Oh, the new old interim. She's been there before. But yeah, I mean, she's only been there 3 games. So I'm not going to be too hard on her. And they missed a million chances. Like, I thought it was OL Reign the way Houston wasn't finishing. I was like, oh, it looks like my team. Jesus.
Well, for both teams, it was like somebody.
Yeah,
y'all want to win?
That's true too. My expectations are that Houston's going to get a lot of stops because I don't think there's an argument. Jane Campbell's the best goalkeeper this year. So like, I fully expected scoring to be hard for Angel City, who doesn't have a true goal scorer. In theory, right, the one you do have is a rookie. Like, you don't have your superstar the way other teams have their superstar. That's the reality, and that matters. So it's always going to be hard because you don't have your Sophia Smith, your Kierlin, whoever walking through that door right now.
All right.
Though she can walk. It's good for you. She'll walk through next year, I'm sure. But or come for blood, probably. But like right now, she's just not there yet. ACL is bullshit. It's the same way I'm waiting for Kat to play.
I mean, it's even when we even talk about even when you talk about like Sydney LaRue, she was on Paige Nielsen's podcast and basically was like, she is not where she wants to be from a physical standpoint and play it. So you're not seeing it. So like,
she's still working her way back from a year long injury, essentially.
And she had a rib. She's probably playing through broken rib still. But still, like, you literally, I mean, yeah, you're missing. Ashley's missing goal scorer. I don't know what's happening with Houston. Houston, that was weird. I was surprised they didn't score. Ancestors.
It's the most attack minded. Like, Houston clearly in the past 3 games has been a lot more attack minded. I think obviously the result against Gotham still very much went against the run of play. Excuse me, but with the way they play, they're going to get results like that. And then it's also going to be the opposite, which was Sunday, where they had all the best chances, scored one, but couldn't put the others away. Right. Also, Angelina Anderson's a rookie. I thought she made some really good saves. And her, I mean, dimed it for that game-winning goal. Like, just her distribution is lovely. She's got some other stuff to work on, and she's a rookie, and that's to be expected. But she can boot it long, like in diamond. She's got that Kayla Sheridan quality to her. So I get the appeal. Sorry, I'm still in my missing goalkeeper hours though. Claudia Dickey, I was not aware.
Oh, do we want to talk about it?
Yeah. Claudia Dickey stepped up this weekend. I had to hold that L.
She was the goalkeeper that stepped up? I'm sorry.
She is the goalkeeper. I had to hold that L, and I was happy to do it. Obviously wanted that win. Because now we got to win. Like, drawing probably isn't going to help us.
Yeah, y'all both drawing. That was hilarious. I was like, hallelujah!
In both teams, I mean, I want to think Chicago's just let go of their coach. They've been eliminated from the playoffs. But it's also Chaney Matthews' last game. So I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know how much they're itching to play. Spoiler, that's always a hard game for us. Chicago and Chicago, no matter where we are in the table, we usually draw or lose that game. So I'm a little nervous, especially because we can't score, and I don't think Rose and Sophia are going to be in that game. We do get Alana Cook back. Listen, she made the ultimate sacrifice. We got 2 points out of it, so I'll give her that.
That's true. Y'all could have really been at home.
She really said, I'm going to eat this red. Y'all better go stay in these playoffs. And did, by the skin of our teeth. And so I respect that deeply. That's the ultimate team player right there. But yeah, Claudia Dickey definitely stepped up. I thought we had good movement in spots. I got frustrated, I think, by some of the passing and turnovers. I think Boats went out early-ish. Is that a game? I don't know. Boats gets abused every game, so I don't know when she stays in and when she doesn't anymore. Like, I genuinely, she and Elise Bennett get beat up so much and it doesn't get called. It's real disgusting work.
Why wasn't Elise Bennett played sooner?
That's a great question. I certainly would have done that to have her run at that back line and stay tired, but I don't know. I think she's extended and we very much want her as she is, and so I don't know. That's a Laura Harvey question. I don't know. I would have bought her in earlier.
Washington has a serious issue. I don't know what's going on with them, but they don't have a vision but to get to the Trinity.
I mean, it's a pretty good vision.
I mean, it's a good vision, but there's no plan.
You're not even working it through your other players who are also high profile players. That's right. Weird. And so I don't know if teams have figured out. I don't know if they've just played a string of like teams with good center backs who can mark Hatch like that and put a body on her. Because it seems to take her out, say for like those few plays where she can do that link up play. But she's been taken out of it recently.
And then they're also kind of like boxing in Sanchez.
Yeah, so it doesn't flow the same way. And is in shape as Trinity is, right? And I know they have Dawn in this team and all that stuff. She plays two-way football. Yeah. That's a lot, even at a young age. Like that, you know, we just talked about the retirement of Eden Hazard and this week, and like the amount of football he played before 25 is really disgusting. Like, he was done. He's retiring at 32 because he was done by 27. Much football.
But I think also whatever's happening in their midfield is kind of impacting it too. So it's not midfield. It's more so defense. Whatever's happening on defense, because Trinity is having to drop back, it's like, where Trinity don't have the issue where she can play on the wings and she can play centrally. Y'all want her playing centrally. She can play across the front line, but she's being asked to do so much. Also, even Ashley Sanchez is asked to do so much or getting pushed away from being able to contribute, that, you know, they'll have the one or two miracles, but like teams have been effectively able to shut all that down. So it was weird. But I mean, on this game, I think Ryan should have scored. But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I say that every game. So,
but it's like, y'all don't know. I don't know why nobody, the ball's not going into the net. Y'all need to talk to whoever.
Our only way to score is put it in the box, both heads it in. That's literally how we score goals right now. Or an own goal. Like, that seems to be the only person that can score for us. So, having said that, can't wait for Sunday.
Oh boy.
In terms of what, I don't know what anything's going to look like. So, they're all games matter on Sunday. So, we are going into not
all
decision.
All games matter?
Okay. Wow. I didn't realize I said that. I didn't mean it that way. So, every game has importance for the playoff picture and the Shield race. So I guess it's to recap, right, I could talk about Chicago, Kansas City, but that was so chaotic. You can just go watch the highlights and try to catch your breath. So this weekend, we have 6 games all kicking off at the same time. CBS is doing their first ever Golazo show. Whip around, we're going to call it.
With the camcorder. Are we going to be nauseous?
I'm going to be at a stadium, so I don't know how much I'm going to see. I'm just going to be scoreboard watching on my phone and computer, probably. I'm sure they'll have the TVs playing in the presser area, though.
Good luck to y'all who got to watch this virtually, because, yeah, you probably going to whip off.
Good. God bless.
God bless. Some feed going to probably whip off. Watch some cross feeds. Let me stop.
So the 6 matches are Gotham and Kansas City and Gotham. Or mm-hmm. in Red Bull. Orlando, Houston, and Orlando. Inner City, Portland, and Los Angeles. Mm. San Diego, Racing, and San Diego. And North Carolina and Washington in Washington.
Wait, and OL's where?
I said Chicago.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, OL in Chicago.
Oil rain? It's fine.
So, yeah, I think I saw, like, Steph Young sort of, like, rank the 6 games. I don't have the temerity to do that. Because it's chaos all around. Simplest would be, if Gotham wins, they're in. Whoever wins between Spirit and Washington, if there's outright winner, is in. San Diego and Portland are competing for the Shield. If Portland wins, they win the Shield. If Portland loses and San Diego wins, they win the Shield. Any other result, I think Portland wins the Shield. So the only way for San Diego to win is they win and Portland loses. I think Portland draws. If Portland loses or draws and San Diego wins, they win the Shield. If they draw, the Portland result doesn't matter. And if Portland wins, it doesn't matter. If Portland wins, Angel City's out. I think in theory, Angel City can draw if other things break right.
Louisville, no, they have to win.
No, there's a new thing up. They can. It would just be because they'd be on 29, depending on what other teams do. It's convoluted, but they could still get the 6th spot. And then that's also true for Houston because they can only get 29. And goal differential comes in here too because all these teams are within like 4 or 5 goals of each other. It's very ridiculous. It really is the year where there's no dominant team. And this is what the table looks like when that's true. That Houston-Orlando game is basically the play-in game, particularly for Orlando. If they win that, they probably get in based on other results. But hold your cheeks. Like, this is... the table will change in real time multiple times. Like, yes. It's inevitable. It is chaotic. It's the stuff we love about the NWSL. There's parity, and even the teams that are out of it absolutely have a chance to have a say. Like, last year, Gotham was the last place team. They had a say in the Shield race. So, like, it's not just about the team still competing.
Can send you home.
So, yeah, it's going to be very... and those two teams are trying to not be at the bottom of the table. Like, that's a bottom of the table conversation too, right? And, like, who gets picks, who gets all the stuff. So... there's a lot to play for this weekend. We'll see. Lights are gonna be too bright for somebody.
Yep, it's gonna be fun. Win your games. Just win your game and decide your destiny.
CBS Golazo. Tune in. It's gonna be chaotic. Best of luck to your team, whoever that might be. Unless it doesn't help my team, and then
absolutely not. Good luck to the teams. If you would like I said about the baseball team that plays in Cobb County, Georgia. Mm-hmm. If you would like to be in the playoffs and stay in the playoffs, you better win your game. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Baseball's been hilarious this year. Just nothing makes sense. It's fine.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's what you... in the case of that team,
300-plus win teams didn't go through to the next round.
Okay, look, if for that team in Cobb County, y'all just need to get a new manager because this can't be 2 seasons you went to bed against the Phillies. Anyway, what else are we talking about?
I mean, that's pretty much it for the NWSL. Obviously, we'll have a lot more to talk about next week as the playoffs are set. We can discuss the quarterfinals of the playoffs, where you'll have 4 games. Wait, that's not right.
What?
Two games. Because the two teams get a bye week. I'm sorry. I'm out of it.
Yeah, two games.
Life is whooping me, man. So yeah, you'll have two games, and then you'll have two more that, not that following weekend.
Oh, why?
That's a very good segue. Because the scheduling gods thought it would be super fun to have an international window in the middle of the NWSL playoffs.
So not?
We will play that first round of the playoffs on that second to last week in October. What is that? That's is that the 22nd or something like that? Most games will likely be on, that's me telling egregious lies. The 21st or the 22nd. My guess is the 22nd, but there's a flex schedule depending on stadium availability. Like, I know if Oa Rain somehow ends up hosting a home game, they'd have to play on a Friday because the Seahawks play that weekend. But they have to play at home. We are not going to Challenge Cup this, damn it. You earn a home game, you earn a home game. Figure it out. But yeah, so we'll play that weekend, and then that following week starts the international break, which is a mandatory FIFA window because you have qualifiers. Many of the Asian squads have already named their squads because they have qualifying, as does the CAF, African Confederation, as well. I think they have qualifying. I think everyone else has done. CONCACAF has the, like, W Gold Cup qualifiers. So it's all that to say, despite the U.S. having friendlies, it's a mandatory window. I guess I'll have to ask, like, did teams have to let their players go?
Probably, yes. It's a mandatory window.
Yikes. Yikes.
So it's going to be a mess.
And it's Colombia. So, like,
yes.
Colombia got further than we did.
Yeah, I mean, for that roster, it's like time to look at new children.
Oh, yeah, I think there will be a lot of similarities. Yeah, I'm interested to see if they call in any new people, especially because my assumption, and I think everyone else, is this is Twyla's last window. They're looking to have a coach in place by next month, I think, so that when December comes, that coach can call in their first roster, which we will be playing China. We now know the opponent. This is the very beginning of December. And they're both on the East Coast. I don't remember.
Yes, Miami and somewhere else.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, I think you'll see some of the same faces, but I think it's just going to be this fine dance of trying to get the youth in, trying to get people back to healthy. Also knowing there's a December window and a new coach coming. I don't know. And the truth of the matter is, I'm not sure we beat Colombia. At least not both those games.
Yeah, they could lose that game. It's fine. They'll build some character.
The best player on that pitch when Colombia and the U.S. play for each other will not play for the U.S.
Yeah.
I'm very comfortable saying that because I saw Linda three or four times. We got a lot of good players. I don't got nobody better than that. Not right now.
Yeah, well, they're not letting them play like that.
We don't.
I'm saying
Not right now. They're not ready.
They're not ready, but part of it, that's a good segue into y'all's favorite hopped on Galazzo kicking it.
Keep saying y'all.
Carly Lloyd hopped on the kicking it episode that they got. Sure. With Kate. This time it was Deuce, Mo, and Charlie. And she had a lot to say, per usual. She had some points. Who knew I'd say that? But because she pointed out issues with U.S. soccer in terms of they like to market people they feel are marketable. Yes. That will make them money.
Yes.
Historically white women.
Yes.
And then she missed the point, though, as she points this out, because she was like, she didn't feel like she was marketed. Mind you, this woman had a whole retirement tour. And when, she was being successful, was on every poster and everything. You know, she got offered to go Dancing on the Stars, if we remember. So
yeah, I didn't know that until the interview.
Yeah. So that was really interesting. In real time, listened to her make points, but missed the point, how she, like, what some of the points she was talking about. And then it was interesting, she tried to talk about how the national team was a hostile environment. And actually, Mo pointed out that he, like, kind of stopped her a little bit and was like, you know, in our case, our club was paying for our salaries. So when we came to national team, we actually were cool with each other. I think, don't you think it's a little different in your environment because the U.S. Federation was paying mm-hmm. for y'all salaries? Right. And she was like, yeah, yeah, but I always had to, like, keep my guard up. But it was interesting to see how, like, you know, it was like a therapy session, low-key, how everybody was, like, asking questions, like, you know, see where you're coming from, but, you know, that's the thing. One thing, so she I think was going to get a lot of attention in this first interview is how she talked about her teammates and saying they weren't actually dedicated. They weren't training hard enough. The younger generation don't got it mentally. They're not ready. And like, she was like getting on, you know, them wanting to be comfortable mentally and kind of conflating that with then they weren't mentally tough. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then also not being happy how they showed up, like how they expressed themselves. Low-key making an intern shot at Megan Rapinoe, mad at stuff that they were doing outside of the pitch, you know, right. Having companies and brands, being a brand. And it's like, but ma'am.
So my question to her would have been,
mm-hmm.
So if you're frustrated by what current players, and like, let's be real, shout out to the chat. I think I know who said it. But they were like, if you got beef with Alex and Megan, you should just say that.
That was me. I said that. Yeah, okay. I said that.
So that's one. Like, because clearly some of it is just you got beef with 15 to 13. You need to take that.
Yeah, it was like hardcore.
You need to take that to the altar.
Yeah, it was like hardcore beef that I was like, Alex, because there was little, it is not me projecting or nothing. Like, literally, there was a point she kind of said Alex's name. It kind of alluded right. to her, and it was like, you got some people.
And
I need
like,
you to go
there,
talk to
there are levels to that, right?
Yeah.
Yes, she has talent, and also, absolutely, she was chosen to be the most marketable player. Yeah. I don't think anybody who's being honest with themselves and understands how that all came to be can say that there wasn't a concerted effort by that federation to make a line straight from Abby Wan back to Alex Morgan. The same federation, by the way, who made Abby grow her hair long and pretend to be straight.
Sorry.
I'm old enough to remember.
I remember you know, that, too.
Some Jesus of the children Christ. Don't. I was there.
Oh,
Pepper
my
Farm
God.
Remembers.
Oh, God.
Just lies. Lies and untruths.
They're doing that in WBA, too. But anyway.
And imagine having to carry that burden, right? Like, having to sacrifice that part of yourself publicly to be the face of a team, to make the money for a national team because you're not going to make it for club. All of these choices that these veterans had to make, I get it. And Carly's a part of that generation. And so I get that. And my question to her would have been, then how did you want to be marketed?
Right.
What do you think being marketed means?
Right.
Because if you wanted to be marketed, you understand that you're going to have to do a lot of the off the pitch stuff. So does LeBron.
Yeah.
Like, so does any other athlete. So does Messi. So does, like, doesn't matter, right? Like, to be a brand, to be marketed, particularly in today's world, and I would argue the past decade of sports, particularly women's sports, when you have to get, you think of, like, the Skylar Diggins-Smiths and stuff like that, you have to be marketable. The WNBA has the same issue.
Mm-hmm.
And they got mostly Black players. My other caveat is, it sounds a little bit like you co-opting a grievance.
Okay, all right. What was
because it? for all of her grievances, I would be like, "Yep." Now multiply that by 2, and then multiply that by 50, and then that's where the Black players are coming from.
I was also gonna say, but it was interesting. She was pointing out things, but I'm like, like at Houston games, you literally had like your own branding and stuff, like
right
for yourself. You know what I'm saying? You've had your own brands and stuff. And like that actually was it was like funny because like the everybody who was listening who's there is like saying, but you were like on pages and stuff. Like Kate was like, right. But you were literally like in the front of stuff. Or you got on Dancing with the Stars. Like there's so much that we were like, yeah, like this is the stuff. So I mean it was a lot of it wasn't even white feminism. It was a lot of white disconnect of reality.
It's a lot of tears, a lot of like yeah.
But I was going to also say, so the other thing that is really problematic, and what the thing is problematic, not because of just her, but because other players probably feel this way. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about going forward with the national team and soccer in general in this country, is how people show up and then what's healthy from a healthy mindset mentally and physically. But then also talking about, you know, being comfortable with diversity that you're not comfortable with. So being mad at how players dance, how they enjoy themselves, how they show up, and then complaining about it, then having the nerve to say you want Deion fucking Sanders to have a conversation with them.
I was like, so hold on. You mad at Trinity in these TikToks.
But you want Deion
for Sanders. Whom Trinity would be his favorite player.
Right. You want Deion Sanders to be your understand, he literally went to Colorado. Didn't look like Colorado.
It still don't look like Colorado. But she would have been on Colorado's team last year.
Yeah, she would have been last year, and she would have been told to get in the transfer portal.
Exactly,
because the Louis would have been Trinity in them. It would have. I came with my Louis bags,
and I'm gonna push back on her with this one. So. One, it is not lost on me that you had an issue. And again, I know she has grievances with particular vets. Fine. But you didn't say that stuff publicly until the team was the blackest it's ever been.
Right.
So that's one. Like, I want us to be very clear on that. This is the blackest the United States women's national team has ever been. In terms of just sheer number of black players or black biracial players, however the hell you want to define it. Because the sport's so white. We got to take what we can get. So that's true. Like, and they've bought that that element of culture, right? With them. But that's not a character issue because one of the things I deeply admire about Trinity Rodman is she stays so long after games and meets every single person and gives extra time after she's played a full 90 both ways, no matter whether she's playing for club or country. As a person of character, I'll take that kid over Carly any day.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a character issue. She just happens to like to dance and have fun because she's 21.
Right. I mean, even if
I'd rather her not be miserable at 21.
But even if you're grown and you're doing it, because it doesn't matter. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It shouldn't matter. If my issue with her is like she brings up Deion Sanders and says, I respect how he's doing anything. He's who he is and everything and flashy. And actually, they even try to point to, but you want him to, right. But you got issues with that. And then she was like, but the national team wasn't always like that. That's not what it was. And this is where I'm saying there's got to be a come to Jesus moment for everybody in soccer.
Now,
period.
Why wasn't it like that?
Because it was catering to white comfort and white people. In certain regions of the country. Because there are white people. I need y'all white people to understand. There are white people who think soccer in the United States is for white people. Rich white people. And so they don't engage with it. There's a lot of them. So they don't. So we're in 2023. And part of why everybody's mad at the NWSL deal that they got coming. Guess we'll talk about that. That people are like, why we got to go on different channels and stuff? Because we're in 2023 and people think Megan Rapinoe playing on the national team is only where she plays soccer. They have no idea all rank exists. That you got an NWSL team in your own city. You know what I'm saying? Y'all think it's bad for WNBA. It's even worse for NWSL.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's a marketing flaw across the board. And listen, I know y'all think I'm angry black woman, not intelligent, don't say anything worth a damn, anything else. But when I said, like 2 years ago, do you want to win or do you want to be white? We are here.
Yeah, we're here.
This is what we meant.
Yeah, and you can't be whitewashing soccer. Like, so when I'm saying people need to be able to show up in the space, players need to be able to be who they are. however they are, is as do fans. It can't be a thing where they have to whitewash themselves for white comfort for y'all to be comfortable to be and exist, or they're not going to be part of your supporter groups. They're not going to want to play soccer, period. They ain't going to be in the front office, all that shit.
The white middle class and the white upper middle class are tapped out. Ain't no more of them left.
Ain't no more.
And most you of the got country, all their money. And while they'll continue to watch, you might lose some if you pivot. But think about what you'll gain. Think about the audiences you'll gain. Think about the lifelong fans you'll create. I want to live in a country where we can have a Maradona or a Pele. We can't. We literally can't do that here.
Yeah, you can't. And
that's disgusting. It's an elitist sport. That's disgusting.
Yeah, but I mean, on the flip side, though, you got to understand most of the country looks like me and Sills. Whether they identify as black or not, they got melanin in their skin. And so I think that, I mean, y'all, like people say it's 12% African Americans. Most of the South is black. We ain't talked about that. But anyway, like you got to understand, you're literally playing, NWSL is playing in a city that's predominantly black and brown. So there's got to be a shift, and we got to have a conversation of how do we engage culture? How do we empower culture to come in? Like Carly Lloyd's and them's got to get used to. Because the path moving forward, it ain't going to be the old guard of the national team. Ho, ho, he, he, he.
It's not going to look like what it used to look like. And the desire of players is not to be the 99ers. Like, we don't.
Right.
And by that, I mean the white 99ers. Because did Brianna Scurry get
not all of that
goodwill after?
Not, okay. Nah.
So that's, if you want to talk about marketability and people not being marketed, though they are successful, Carly should go talk to Brianna Scurry. She got more than she did.
Yep.
I'm just saying. Carly got more and still gets more, right? Like, we've just started giving Bri her flowers in the last 2 years. That's over 20 years from the time the 99 World Cup happened in our own backyard. So it is perspective, right? And I'm not saying she didn't make salient points. I am simply saying the call was coming from inside the house.
Right.
And she wasn't aware of it.
Yeah.
And this is part one, by the way. So
it's part one. And I need her to go to therapy. Because there was a lot of rewriting the history. She gotta go to therapy. Also, there were some things where it's literally like that she needs to go to therapy because you can hear where she ain't reflected through it. Because she was like, it was like, are we hearing what you're saying? Are you missing some points? So it's gonna be interesting to see what happens next time. I definitely wanted to talk through this interview because she's not the only one thinking these things.
No, not at all.
And we need to talk about it because y'all want soccer to boom, but y'all ain't ready for what requires the boom in this country.
No, they're definitely not. And I think, and this will be my last point, and I've obviously shared this with probably my more inner circle. To me, and maybe I did tweet it, to me, she very much seems like somebody who is a victim of a system and does not realize she is the victim of that system.
Right.
She definitely needs to go to therapy. And I want her to be able to sit down in an interview after she does that. And when somebody asks her, what makes you happy? I want her to be able to genuinely answer it. Because right now, I don't think she can.
Right.
She doesn't seem like a happy person.
Right.
And that honestly makes me, like, all jokes aside, right? Like, I have my soccer issues with her. I have my social issues with her, but like as a person, empathy, humanity, right? Particularly at a time like this in this world. To me, she just seems deeply sad.
Yes. Yeah.
And she's given enough to this sport where she shouldn't have to be that sad.
Right. Right.
Where is the joy? I want her to find joy.
Right.
Because I think if she finds joy, these like the same conversations wouldn't be happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's like, even like, the concept of what you need to be elite is saying literally in an interview saying, you know, the whole system is like toxic and not healthy and not good. But then when younger players are wanting their mental health to be good and to feel good, you're saying that that's weak. Like you're missing how you are a victim of the system. Or, you know, even with sports performance science, they basically had said they've been limited how players do things. And even were limiting for her, because they're trying to keep her body afloat.
Right.
She's like, I went and trained anyway. But it's like
I would ask her this. Does she think Simone Biles is weak?
Right.
Simone Biles, who is far better at her sport than Carly Lloyd ever was at hers. Simone Biles is also better at gymnastics than most people are at anything, so it's fine. That's not a slight. She's just better at that sport than anybody is in any sport on her best day. But, like, do you think Simone Biles is weak? Right. She's more accomplished than you. Like, I would sincerely ask her questions like that. And Simone Biles caught hell for that. She caught hell for that.
Right.
Naomi Osaka caught hell for that. Yeah. Like, it's not easy to do that, because we can talk a good game about mental health, but at the end of the day, when people insist on themselves, particularly Black women, that's how y'all act.
Yep.
We're not super strong, and so now we're weak, because we're not your mammies anymore.
Yeah.
That's not how this works. We are fully human.
Right.
And these players, so is she. Girl, go find some joy.
Right. That. And these players don't have to, and I think a good thing to remember, these players don't need the Soccer Federation to be a thing. Mm-hmm. They are currently worth millions, even without a World Cup.
Trinity has a $1.2 million contract for 4 years. She don't need U.S. soccer.
But that's just a contract. That's not endorsements or
anything else that she got.
Yeah, the endorsements, they are worth millions of dollars. They don't have to put up with this shit. And so that's why Soccer Federation, you got to get it together. But even people involved, y'all got to understand, they don't need you.
They don't. And it's going to very much, and this is also it might take a few years, but this is that move to club over country. And I think for U.S. soccer, on the women's side, that's a very different existence than we've ever known.
Yep.
And as there become more paths for these young players to get in, you're going to be more frustrated. That's why I'm like, you need to go find some joy in a therapist, because...
Yeah, it's going to be a rough
ride. It's going
to
look less like what it's looked like as the years go on.
Right.
That's it.
They Metro Boomin in the stadium and we swag surfing... At the national team game.
That Atlanta team is going to send her into a conniption. Bless her heart.
She's going to be tripped out.
Bless her heart.
Mm. Hell, even some of them people who thinking, I want to go expand in Atlanta. You thought Atlanta was one thing. Baby. Wait. Yeah.
Who are these people who think Atlanta's something that is not? What's happening there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just saying people have a perception of Atlanta, but I'm like, baby, you're going to have to engage with Black people. Similar as the Bay Area will learn. You got to engage with the folks on the
Bay Area. Bay Area.
Uh-oh. What's
when happening? You come to Los Angeles next year.
Uh-oh.
Please do not wear that letter B. Like, I'm being dead. Like, first of all, you had the audacity to have it in red or blue.
Y'all in the Crip and...
This is a life-saving conversation. Like, this isn't even about, like, the culture. Because I got off a tweet about it and, like, two people laughed. That's fine. But, like, y'all finna get shot.
Sills, I tried, man. I've been trying. I tried y'all to say this in an earlier episode.
This ain't the time. You better learn.
Yeah, like, y'all can't
get in. I almost said something I was supposed to say. They shooting out here is what I'm saying to you.
Yeah, wow. I know what you was about to say. Wow. But y'all, you shouldn't wear that. And definitely don't be trying to, like, venture around. I mean, the stadium's already in an interesting situation. Mm. And y'all don't need to be rolling through like that. I'm just saying.
Wait, you turn right off Slauson, you go past that last bus stop at USC, baby.
Yeah, it gets real quick. Yeah.
That gentrification stops at the last bus stop.
Don't want people to be like, where you from, cuz? And you, in yo, yeah, that's not a good look.
Drive faster.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all got like, it's a...
shit.
Yo, the colors of the Bay FC.
B is so, so large. I'm like, that is, all right.
Yeah, it's doing a lot. Y'all just gonna have some fans that y'all not used to. Also, you need to be careful
idea of the Bay. I'm just like, that one thing, like,
I mean, they still got to go to, by the way, this is true for you going on the other side of the Bay, like in Oakland and all that. Like, you need to be careful how you moving, homie. But, man, I sound like Nipsey Hussle. Shit.
You do.
Anyway, but. The
marathon continue. Okay, sorry.
All right. But anywho, other than that, the NWSL got media deal, supposedly, for $1 billion.
Oh, yeah. We forgot about the media deal.
People feel kind of ways because it's going to be the NWSL.
Do we have the true details of that? I know it's basically, they summarized it as Portico, which was like, it's a split between ESPN.
Scripps, which is ION.
Which the WNBA does. And then I think the CBS still keeps some games.
CBS, and then we're missing the network. Amazon Prime,
yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about this because a lot of y'all was upset. And I kind of hinted at it. Again, We are in 2023. A lot of people don't know what the fuck a soccer is of the United States, let alone do they know what the NWSL is. And so that's contributing to some of these teams struggling to put booties in seats, aside from their own marketing branding issues. Yeah. But you got to fix the NWSL branding problem so that when we say NWSL, it's not like a Now, I can roast the MLS all day, every day. But I will say how they grew is they was on ESPN 1, 2, 3, Bedtime, Yo Time, Our Time, News, all the fucking time. And so you could see an MLS game, whether you wanted to or not, on all kind of crazy times. And you could catch them on ESPN Plus, all this stuff. And I guarantee ESPN is feeling terrible because they lost MLS to Apple, which ain't...
And they lost the national teams.
And they lost the national team, yeah. So they looking for the soccer. But this is a way to get exposure. Because I will say with the WNBA, my mom now mentions WNBA games, because if she's watching,
same with my dad. I mean, my dad obviously has watched the W for a long time, but it's so much easier for him now on ESPN to watch.
Or it's on ION.
Yeah,
so bringing people, or it pops up on Amazon Video.
Hey, y'all, how come we bring back NWSL Lifetime? That shit was.
Well,
lit.
I mean, that's what I need. Look, okay, so ESPN, listen closely. Come closer, ESPN.
That was lit.
I need 30 for 30. I need the 60. Extent. Ooh. I need deep dives into people. I need high quality behind the scenes coverage.
I hear you, and I'm gonna raise you. Amazon, you don't really have a soccer property. I all or nothing is a need, not a want, is what I'm saying to you.
Yes.
Put some camera, like, do a few teams. You don't have to do one team because you got two new teams coming. You have 14 teams coming on the first year of your deal. You have 26 games a year. Give me two teams, all or nothing, and let the drama unfold. You don't even have to do nothing. Just set a camera up and let it ride.
Yes, give it
but
to
give
me. Give me that shit.
Yes.
Give me that deep dive. We ain't had good Lifetime shit. Did they have stuff on Go 90? We had good deep dive Lifetime shit in forever.
And not only that, like, I mean, I want to say that's free advice, but also pay me.
That too.
That's a good fucking, that's good things. Stuff.
We got ideas. We actually can get y'all some shit. Like, holla at us. But yeah,
I would
y'all
be
need
seated
to...
for all or nothing. Like, I would be seated for following an NWSL team for a season on Amazon. Like, even when there aren't games and being able to look at it, it matters. It's what Hard Knocks has done for the NFL. It's what All or Nothing's done for the Premier League. Like, get that popping. It's one of the quickest, easiest ways to build your fan base.
Yep. And so that's what we need.
It's why F1 took off, right? Because they have the Drive to Survive on Netflix.
Actually, if y'all about it, like, do it for all the teams so we can learn about all of them. Give me that drama and messiness. Yes, sir. But
let me tell you something. Ain't nothing messier than women's sports, because, and this is a good thing, there's a lot of, listen, lesbian drama is a different drama.
We're not doing that. We ain't doing
that. Okay, never mind.
We're not going down path.
I am refraining from saying anything else. I'm so sorry.
We got an agreement on what we're not going to talk about, because
I didn't talk about it. I didn't say a word about that. I
but
said
you're right.
A general rule of thumb.
Ain't nothing messier than men and lesbians. That's right. Yes, sir.
Gold. You'd have ratings gold. I'm just, listen.
Just, hey.
Amazon already got the stuff in place. Make sure you hire a good team for commentating and go about your life. They have an open lane in this. They really do. I know Bezos is a mostly evil piece of shit, but like, lane's wide open for this.
It's wide open. Y'all can profit. Y'all can
and
flourish.
I know I just talked a lot of stuff about Amazon, but if y'all would like to hire me, I would listen.
All right. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. And then other than that, I mean, do we got any rants or raves? Rants, my
not
bad.
Not too much. Not too much. I mean, obviously international leagues have kicked off in the past couple of weeks. I think WSL is going into week 3 this weekend. We've already had some epic matchups in the first couple of weeks. We've also had the Women's Champions League second and third rounds. Third rounds are taking place. The first leg was this past week. Second leg's going to be this week upcoming. So you have like PSG, Man United tied at 1-1 or 2-2, whatever we're at, 2-2. You know, with all the play for going to Paris, the Paul de Prince. And you had Paris FC and Wolfsburg, I think, are also even. And so there's some good matchups, but it's competitive. Europe gets more competitive every year. There aren't quote unquote little teams and little leagues anymore. Arsenal found that out. Speaking of, do you want to win or do you want to be white?
Well, I mean, Arsenal's looking really white as a team, but
I had to put sunglasses on to look at that photo.
It's a, yeah, y'all little WSL. I don't be watching that in the morning. I'm not waking up for
that. I know, you don't wake up for that. You don't, yeah.
Honestly. I mean, it was okay, soccer. Emma made me mad watching the Chelsea. She made that harder. When I said, I'm not trying to watch hard soccer.
I don't want to talk about it.
Emma, stop doing this shit.
I
need you to put the foot.
It's done. It's done. It's over. We got a point that we shouldn't have got. We move on. Like, I can't. I'll be on here for another hour.
I need us not to make this competitive.
Don't
make these, Emma, stop making the league competitive. Beat the shit out of these teams.
Just nonsense.
Stop the nonsense, ma'am. But
yeah, that I mean, but that's keep an eye out for that. There's some really good football being played.
Yeah, the WSL is like competitive. So look at y'all growing up.
Another rant.
What's the rant? Oh, so wait, was that your rant?
No, not really. Just two. One minor, minor is not the word I want to use, not in terms of the gravity of what's happening. So one, Morocco.
Oh, Lord.
What the fuck? Why would you get rid of a coach who seemed, by all accounts, to be a fairly decent dude? Coached at Lyon, got Morocco to the round of 16.
Mm-hmm.
Stood up for the Spanish players. You let him go to bring in Vilda? We've learned nothing, is what I'm saying. No lessons were learned. As Andre and Courtney are saying, What have we learned?
And then in the process, you lost a good coach.
Yeah.
Who would have coached?
He wants to come to the U.S. That's...
Oh, wait, hold on. No. Yeah, he might be on the phone. You lost a good coach who could have coached your team because he found out that Vilda is the fucking director. What is going on?
Oh, no, he is actually in consideration for the U.S. Job. But yeah, turned down the job because he found out they were considering Vilda. He was like, nah, I can't do that.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
This is the man who was coaching the Ukraine before, so like, he got to work. He need to work.
Right. What are you doing, Morocco? Like, you're going to go 50 billion steps backwards. What is going on?
Doing all the good you did.
Yeah.
You're one of the few federations who truly was doing it in a way that I would like to see replicated.
And now we're doing this.
And now you just shat on all the goodwill you had. And are you sure those players are going to play?
Right. And also, Vilda's not that good, y'all. Like,
no,
do y'all
not
understand how many players, the Spain players are so good, they've won in spite of him multiple years.
Exactly.
And literally, he could have lost this World Cup because he was doing stupid shit. Like, If Japan plays well, and then also Sweden's not at IKEA, then we are at a totally different situation. Like, okay, if Sweden was at IKEA and they wasn't there, so then you know, but it'd be a totally different situation, and they might not have won. So it's like, if he does this shit, so you're gonna let him be in charge of the youth and have to coach, bro? We got to do better.
I that I think shocked everyone when that news came out yesterday. Not a single person vouches for him. Like, it's not. I think there is something to nobody vouches for you.
Yep.
And he's not the only coach that's had that problem recently, though his is for far more serious reasons. But, like, there's something to that. I pay attention when nobody vouches for you when it comes to your defense. That's all I'm going to say. Somebody should want to defend you. Somebody. And ain't nobody defending that man. So that's one. Two, rant seems like the wrong word for this, and I will try to keep this as brief as possible because I don't necessarily want to discuss geopolitics on the show. But I would be remiss if I said nothing. Terrorism is ugly. And the innocent slaughter of people is never okay. But what's likely happening right now, because electricity has been cut off and everything else, I am very scared we are in the midst of a genocide of Palestinian people right now.
Mm-hmm.
None of the, granted, international rules, international law is all arbitrary because there's no one to enforce it.
Yep.
But it, for whatever rules there are, all of them are being broken. This is not equal retaliation. This is not, you're loading people up into buses to evacuate so you can bomb them while they're on their way. Like, it is, it's evil. Like, I don't know how else to explain that. And I say this saying, all Israelis, most Israelis are not their government. Most Palestinians are not Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
There's very real and complex things to talk about, but you got to end the occupation before we can talk about it.
That part.
You cannot have good faith conversations when one group is under occupation and the other is not. That's true for India, Pakistan. That's true for any conflict we've had in the world. That's been true. That's not singling them out. It was true for apartheid in South Africa, right? Like,
yeah.
One group does not have the power. They have checkpoints.
Yeah.
Passes. We've seen this movie before.
Yes.
And so I want to believe we're in a world where this isn't happening, but I know better after the last 3 years, and it's horrifying. And I believe over half the population of Gaza is under 18 or under. And so we're talking about children. We're talking about babies. We're talking about young people who have 50 and 60 years of their lives left to live, to be whoever they want to be, whoever they will themselves to be, if this world is just. And so it can't be genocide, guys. It can't.
Right. Because it's looking very much Rwanda. Yeah. We can go down the different things, but it's giving it, very much the same energy.
It reminded me of the Balkans in the 90s and right. Rwanda and all these other places.
And it's exactly the same energy where people are screaming like, yo, this is happening, it's genocide, and y'all are turning... and it's like, UN, what the fuck are you doing?
Never again should be for your people and anyone else's.
That part. Okay.
Never again or means never again.
Again, yes. It can't be an either or, but yeah. That's why much love and positivity in a very tragic situation.
And it's okay to say the word Palestine, I promise.
Yeah, you can say it. Yes.
They are people. It is a place. By the way,
and if you're doing the work, then you understand the white supremacy and all this. And
goodness gracious, yes.
Do not play games with us. Because you will understand. You can be seen in the streets. We can go toe-to-toe if y'all want to play games with us, because we just have some real.
And let me stand on this too, especially because this is personal. I have Jewish family.
Come on
now. Say some anti-Semitic shit, I'm punching you in the face.
Let's go.
You can absolutely be against all of this and not be anti-Semitic.
Yep.
And there is it is on the rise in this country. We got to check ourselves about that too, because that one tends to be like ableism tends to be real casual. So let's check ourselves,
right?
First and foremost, you can do the work on yourself, but also don't talk greasy about my Palestinian friends. Don't talk greasy about my Jewish family. All right, we're good. Thank you.
Yes, black people can be Jewish. I know there are some people.
Yeah, it's a shocker, isn't it? And yet, when people are talking about race and Judaism, nobody ever asks black Jews anything. But okay, keep it moving.
Yeah, that's that's a whole nother.
Ask me again. How I know. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Other than that, I just want people to believe in driving.
That's every week.
That's weekly.
I changed the battery in my car today. So it's...
Look at you, growing up.
I know, like an adult. Now I know how to do it, at least.
I don't know. Was that it? I think that's it. From a rant standpoint, I mean, there's other stuff y'all piss me off about weekly, but we'll bring that up next week.
Yeah, I guess we got more to talk about next weekend.
I guess hits and riffs. I do have a hit.
Okay,
I got one hit.
Okay.
So, you know that song? Hold on. One margarita.
Oh my God. Give me one margarita.
Yeah. By that chick Angel. Well, she's got a remix.
Oh Lord.
With Snow the Product on it. I can't play it. But it's off the chain. And then because we was talking about the people's champ, Paul Wall. Drive Slow.
Drive Paul Slow, Wall, homie. Yeah.
DLC in with Kanye. I said what I said. Also Johnny Dang. That song. Houston, I need y'all to go recognize Bun B and Paul Wall. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Paul Wall.
I better not hear about no
you never
vanilla
know,
ice.
Homie. You better pump your brakes.
By the way, vanilla if y'all know who Paul Wall is,
Rob Van Winkle, baby. Rob Van Winkle. The only thing I'll ever remember about Vanilla Ice is that Suge Knight dangled that man off a balcony. All right.
Yeah,
that's some music history for you children.
Yeah, Suge Knight wouldn't be dangling Paul Wall off no balcony because he really got
Paul Wall know different people. he know different people is what I'm saying.
Yeah, like I know y'all want to clown him because he got his plugs
in.
Can't
believe you did one margarita. I'm screaming. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, one margarita. Yo, it's fire. The fucking song.
It's a good song. It is a good song. And now people talking about what y'all doing after, 11 margaritas. How y'all drinking 11 margaritas out here?
Yo, man. The last time I did that.
Not even the dollaritas. Like, you're going to be done by 11. That's a lot.
I did that and then had a Four Loco. That's why I don't mess with
Four
Locos.
Like the original Four Loco?
Yeah. And I was drunk and awake at the same time. That was the scariest experience of my life. I got sent home from a pay party because I was, ever do that. But anyway, yes. That song is fire. You should listen to it. What are your little songs?
So my surprise, I've been really vibing with this album. And I have to give him credit because he's both paid his artist and put out one of the best albums of 2023. Diddy's The Love Album.
It is good.
It is really
I ain't completely
good.
Finished with it. I ain't finished with it, but yeah, it is good.
I mean, there's a lot of bangers to choose from, but I'll do two. So I have Need Somebody, which is with Jasmine Sullivan. And then I liked Mind Your Business with Kalani. And I'm not a Ty Dolla $ign person, but he in it.
Wow.
And there's another one with him in it, and it's Coco Jones, who I also really like. But yeah, it's a long album. It's 20.
Yeah, it's a long ass album.
20 something songs.
I'm halfway through it.
But it's good. One thing Diddy can do is produce a damn album now. He didn't get rich on accident. You can feel how you want to feel about Diddy, but he knows what he's doing. And it's just some really good albums that have come out this year, particularly in the R&B lane. Coco herself, I think, has a good album. Victoria Monet, I think, is doing really good stuff. So R&B might be back.
Maybe. A little bit.
We'll see. But yeah, those are my two. But honestly, that's just my recommendation across the board. The Love Album is very good. Wow. Okay, that's the remix. All right.
Oh, it's fine. Yo, Snow's verse is fire.
Watching Angel come up has been hilarious. That whole crew and how they've done it. I just want to shout them out. Kev and Tariq and Tony and Angel, all of them, I've been watching them for a long time, and they've really done it being their authentic selves, and they've blown up. They in Verizon commercials and stuff. It's lovely to see, and it honestly makes me think, okay, we can make the Shea Butter thing work.
Oh, great. That's great. That's a good way segue to a rave. Yay. Okay. Shout out to Chayna Matthews.
Oh yeah. The real She's retiring. One, a real one. She is retiring.
From Clayton County, Georgia.
Yeah, you didn't know
we
that.
We can claim that in Atlanta. We can claim Atlanta. That's
I thought
a,
it
that's
was
a metropolitan.
Not Atlanta.
Whoa. It's a metropolitan part of Atlanta that y'all try to act like ain't Atlanta.
Okay,
but
if
it's
it was
true.
In the
it's
song,
true.
Would she say it was Atlanta?
Well, I mean, nah. Well, first of all, she was riding around fucking... She was in the middle of the stadium for the Braves that now play in Cobb County. That's why they didn't freaking get past. I said the name. I wouldn't even mention that sorry team's name.
Sorry.
But the Braves, she was at the stadium. But anyway, we can love to Clay County because y'all be scared to go to Clay County. But anyway, shout out to Ms. Matthews getting out here, doing the damn thing. What a career! Salute. Last game Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, I can't really root for y'all, but I'm happy that she gets.
I'm rooting for y'all.
The send off she deserves. I'm really glad she got to have that run with Jamaica.
And she put up the Shador. She had put up the Shador in the game.
Yeah, I need y'all to get props. She did the watch.
When she banged on us.
She gets to go home and be with her babies, her three boys. So,
yeah.
Enjoy your retirement, sis.
And shout out to all the people, a long time ago he was gone. Shout out to the gymnasts who,
bruh, you know, killing it. The podium was nothing but black girls.
The new goods are here.
The Mobiles took 2 years off, came back, got a whole other move named after her, and won.
The Oogas are in the building. Yeah. Yeah, she won everything.
And she won everything, like, so I didn't know bad. If I was going to compete again. That's bananas.
Yeah, she won everything so bad. The Russians are mad and talking about, ooh, they need to redo stuff because her moves are too complicated. It wasn't that good.
They running their mouths for a team that can't compete.
Right. I'm like, oh, please, girl, please. Like, you got to be real.
Where's the artist?
She literally, she literally did complicated moves and landed them perfectly. Get the fuck out of here.
Shout y'all out to the brothers on the men's team as well. Apparently, we've taken over men's gymnastics too. Yeah. Y'all give us an inch, we take it over. So I know why y'all be keeping us out of stuff. I get it.
I might have to watch
men's. We're coming for your sport anyway. It don't matter.
Yeah, we coming, including soccer. I'm meant to watch. I want to watch some men's gymnastics because I didn't know they were doing air flares. One of the guys was doing stuff with Simone
Biles. Yeah, I posted about it.
And they were going back and forth with stuff from their different.
It was really interesting gymnastics. To see what women's gymnastics focuses on and what men's. Yeah, men's.
Yeah, I was like, they doing air flares.
They can't do of the other. Like, it's super interesting to see that because you don't usually watch them back and forth like that. So that was really cool. Also, obviously, we're talking about the NWSL playoffs, the NWNBA finals. Are going on right now between the two teams we thought would get there, the Aces and the Liberty. One of those teams has shown up. One of them is not.
I'm not going to say nothing until after.
Game 3 is on Sunday in New York, so we'll see if New York responds. Las Vegas is up to 0, and I don't know what the outcome of the next two games in New York are going to be. It is at the very least guaranteed to go back to Las Vegas now. But what I will say is, I don't know about MVP votes.
What are you talking about? No, it don't work like that. It's best five.
But I'm saying, even if New York won 2, they would still go back to Las Vegas for game 5. No matter what, it will go back to Las Vegas.
Well, but I'm saying, it could be over Sunday.
I mean, it could be over before that, but that's what I'm saying. Winning 2 at home guarantees you the last game at home. But I'm saying all that to say, I don't know about MVP votes, though. Show yourself person with that 4th place vote. I just want to ask a question. But and this is no shade to AT, who I actually thought should have won, or Stewie or anybody else. I think they're phenomenal players. Asia Wilson's the best basketball player in the world right now.
Yes.
That's it. Like, and that's the best basketball player in the world right now.
And she's not shooting threes. But she can.
No, but when she did, she made it.
She can't shoot threes. She just doesn't do it.
She did against Stewie, disgusting. Like, just disgusting. That's the best basketball player on Earth right now, but...
Parker, if you would like to be available Sunday and just in this,
she might slide up in here for a little 20 minutes of action or something.
I will say this. I have thoughts, but I'm going to keep them.
Yeah, I mean, listen. We expected a series. I would still like it to be that for the sake of basketball.
No.
But it ain't looking like that right now. I'll say that.
Also, respect to B-Ham. Much love, pimp. Also,
and shout teach out to defense to the children, soccer or basketball. Teach them defense, please.
The Aces look like a whole ass soccer team. By the way,
they do.
Shout out to Tharitha Weatherspoon.
Yes, Teaspoon, baby.
Who I wanted to be like also as a point guard. I used to be a Liberty fan. We can have a whole side conversation about that.
OG Liberty
when they was looking like that in the playoffs, like the Liberty looking now. Anyway, but T-Spoon is now coaching the Chicago situation. Sky, that's gonna be interesting when she brings her versions of tactics and they run into the Aces. That's gonna be fun. Cause Tharitha Weatherspoon is a really good coach. Y'all didn't know that. NBA once again did stupid shit and did not hire her, and they're gonna learn the hard way. And several NBA players have been upset again, similar to that word with Becky, you should have hired her. You're going to learn. But anyway.
I think time will tell. I really appreciate the W hiring their former players at a rate that the NWSL does not. Yep. Or that women's soccer in general struggles to do. I congrats to Teaspoon. Like I said, one of my favorite players from back in the day as well. And I'm really excited to see what she does with that team. It's a proud franchise. So, yeah, that's all I got.
All right, cool. So, shout out to all the people. Sorry it's been so long. I have been sick. We now know what was wrong with me, and it is mostly resolved itself. So, Stallion season is in this bitch. Yeah, because sure. Even my last of pain, I'm going to say if you got a gallbladder, you know, there is a special powder for you. If you got struggles, holla at me. I'll let you know.
The pharmaceutical stuff. What's happening? Okay.
Well, yeah, there's a special powder. Like the I can't even pronounce it right. If you ask, I'll lay it out there. But yeah, they don't tell you because normally gallbladder removal is for older people. But that's young true. And me had it. There was stuff and it got resolved after I went to the right GI doctor. Always advocate for yourself, y'all. Yes. And we finally got it resolved, and I have been feeling the best I've had in years. Because that got solved. And then today, physical therapy, we cleared up the rest. And yeah, we out here in the streets. So yeah, okay. We back. And yes.
So. All right. Well, let's do our shout outs really quickly so we can get out of here. Shout out to the entire Two Cents family, Kenna Kiki Dreaming of Freedom for the Culture. Shout out to Future Esquire, Kaya. Walking 90, and shout out to the Tallest Pod, Andre and Courtney at Diaspora. Shout out to our sponsors, Galpal Sports and Carolyn Nettles. Shout out to our street team, Nubia, Georgia, JG, Alex, Ebony, Super Macario, and Maya. Did I miss anyone?
Alexandria,
yes. Shout out. I meant that with all the love in my heart. I know it sounds like I didn't, but I promise I did.
I forgot y'all to add the number. She's reading off a sheet, and my bad.
Y'all are our people, really and truly.
And so that's it. You'll hear from us because we're going to actually put the pod on a schedule now that I'm no longer on a struggle bus. And yeah. Life is settling down. We have stuff coming. There is for real stuff coming. Shout out to the patrons who still rode with us. We owe y'all so much stuff. And yeah, you will hear from us soon, frequently and often. And then even if you want to see us in person, there's things for that too. Anywho, we'll get to it.
Keep your eyes posted for social on socials. We'll definitely be around championship weekend. That's all. Yes,
we'll be in person. Yeah. So what we gonna do? We gonna stay hydrated,
stay melanated,
and make sure the Black women in your life are celebrated,
and make sure your shea butter bombs are always elevated.
All right, peace and blessings. Oh, my bad. Go Georgia Tech. That's what I'm talking about. Wow. Go these people. Do that thing. Do that thing. Also, damn, Miami. This is why it's hard to rep y'all. Because how you just don't take any. Anyway, shout out to my school doing my other school in. But anyway, yeah. Much love. Peace.
All right, peace. Fall in place, you know I'm hoping they lie.